When it comes to loving our neighbor, we could think of it in terms of ceilings and the floor. So I'll give you two statements this morning, and we'll consider what makes them different. If I say to you, "Well, please forgive me because I was going to bake cookies for you this morning, but I didn't get it done," you'd say, "Well, that's okay, Father. You know, you don't have to bake cookies for me." But if Zacchaeus in the gospel says, "Please forgive me because I've been stealing money from you," you wouldn't say, "Oh, that's okay. You can steal money from me anytime you want." Two examples of not showing love for our neighbor: not baking them cookies and stealing from them. So what makes them different? It's the ceiling and the floor. When we consider the commandment to love God and our neighbor, there's no upper limit to doing that. There's no ceiling. I can always do more. But there is a lower limit beneath which the commandment can be broken. So this morning will be nothing more than considering examples in our lives and recognizing those times when we could reach higher and those times where we are forbidden to go lower. So, for example, I was going to bake cookies for all of you this morning. All of you. I know that's awfully generous of me, and you don't have to thank me. In fact, don't thank me because I didn't do it. Now, not baking cookies doesn't mean that I'm breaking the commandment to love God and neighbor. There's no ceiling. You know, I might show my love in a different way, at a different time. But let's say that I do bake you cookies. But first, I spit in the dough. Now, in that case, I am breaking the commandment of love. Do you see the difference? Not baking you cookies doesn't mean that I'm doing something wrong. There's no ceiling. But spitting in your cookies is specifically breaking the commandment, going beneath the floor. Zacchaeus wasn't required to give half his possessions to the poor. He could have given more. He could have given less to show his love. But he was absolutely required to stop stealing from them. The ceiling and the floor. But let's take it one step farther. It's possible that something could legitimately prevent me from doing a good action. But nothing should ever force me to do a bad action. Let me say that again. It's possible that something could legitimately prevent me from doing a good action. But nothing should ever force me to do a bad action. You know, there may be a reason why I can't help my friend study for his test, even though that would be a good thing to do. Maybe I get sick, or I'm out of town, or whatever it is. But there is no reason whatsoever why I should help my friend cheat on his test, which is never the right thing to do, even if he offers to pay me or threatens to beat me up. I may be prevented from reaching the ceiling, but I can never be forced to go below the floor. There may be a legitimate reason why I'm not able to give $10 to my sister, even if she needs it. And that's okay. But it is never okay for me to steal $10 in order to give it to my sister, no matter how much she needs it. The ceiling and the floor. I'm obligated to do what is good to the extent that I can. But I'm obligated to avoid what is evil at all cost. And there's even an element of this at play each time we elect our leaders. The U.S. bishops have stated, as Catholics, we are not single-issue voters. A candidate's position on a single issue is not sufficient to guarantee a voter's support. That would surprise some people to hear. But it continues, yet a candidate's position on a single issue that is wrong always and in every situation, such as support for legal abortion or the promotion of racism, may legitimately lead a voter to disqualify a candidate from receiving support. So where does this explanation come from? The very same teaching about the floor and the ceiling. If a candidate supports this good thing, or this good thing, or this good thing, I may or may not support them. But if a candidate supports this thing that is always evil, then I cannot support that position in that candidate. Pope St. John Paul II puts it this way. He says, it is always possible that someone can be hindered from doing certain good actions. But he can never be hindered from not doing certain actions, especially if he is prepared to die rather than to do evil. You know, I talked about baking cookies or cheating on a test, but there are profound examples of this. One of the most famous is St. Gianna Mola, a saint of our day. When doctors told her that she would probably die if she carried her baby to term, she knew that they were right, because she was a doctor herself. But she refused to take their advice to abort her child. Eventually, she gave birth to a healthy girl. And within a week, St. Gianna herself died. She was prepared to die rather than to do evil. And in 2004, her daughter was at her canonization. Whether you are St. Gianna or Zacchaeus, whether you are a baker, or a voter, or a classmate, all of us have the obligation to reach as high as we can to do good, and the obligation to not go below the floor of doing evil. And we ask God to give us the courage for both.